That was good. That was so, so good. Oh, it's been so long since it was that satisfying. But that. Oh, darling, that was perfect. I feel wonderful. Oh, no, I feel better than wonderful. I feel. I feel happy. Now, don't get me wrong. I love killing people. It's so satisfying. But after I kill them, I'm not happy. But right now, in this moment, I am. Happy. I'm so happy. It's a wonderful feeling. And it's all down to you. It's all down to date night. The perfect date night. A date night that I never thought would happen. I've worked so hard to keep things separate. And that is exhausting. Darling, you wouldn't know how bad it can be. There have been so many nights when I've wanted to talk to you, to tell you all the details, but I can't because I'm a serial killer and, well, that's not really pillow talk, is it? At least I thought it was. I've never truly been myself with someone. There's always been a wall, always been lies between us. I always wanted to tell you. But I was scared. And that's a strange feeling for a serial killer to have. Fear. But I love you so much and I don't want to risk that. And then you walked in and you found me with the body. And you didn't run. Well, you fainted, so you didn't run. And then you woke up and you didn't go to the police. You stayed. You let me explain, and I never thought you would. I mean, why would you? I was basically beheading a corpse when you walked in. But no. You listened to me. You tried to understand. You tried to understand. Do you know? Do you know how much that means to me? I have never felt so loved in all my life. Though, to be honest, that's not a really big surprise. My parents are the reason I am a serial killer. As you know, because I told you about it. I told you everything, and I know it was difficult to hear. I can understand that it must be so difficult for you right now. But here we are on date night. You came with me to a murder. You helped me plan a murder, you. You're trying so hard. And I want you to know that I really, really appreciate it. Because no one ever tries. No one has ever cared enough to try. But here you are. Covered in blood spatter. I told you not to stand there, but I mean, it's your first time and I can't believe you're actually here. I can't believe that he did this for me. You're so, so sweet and I am so happy. I am. I really am. And it's such a shame. It's such a shame that you had to ruin it. You had to. No. Don't move. You've seen how effective I am with this knife, so I wouldn't move if I were you. Darling, it was perfect. It really was. Having someone to share it with was a dream. I've been walking on air. Surely you saw the difference. You saw how relaxed I was, how happy I was, how affectionate I was. And yet you still... I gave you so many chances. I did. I gave you chance after chance after chance. Because I wanted it to be real. I wanted it to be... You are a terrible actor. You can't act for shit. I thought you were just overwhelmed. I mean, it must be really overwhelming to find out that your girlfriend is a serial killer. And then something was off. You see, as a serial killer, I've honed my instincts. My gut, oh, it keeps me safe. It keeps me free. And my gut was screaming at me. But I ignored it. At first. Because I wanted to believe in you. Because I did feel so loved. But my gut is never wrong. And you were just so understanding. You were just so lovely. And you are lovely. That's why I fell in love with you. You're utterly lovely. And you were interested. You listened, you asked questions. You asked the wrong kind of questions. And then you helped me plan tonight. Date night. And I think that was the... that was the thing that made me realize that you... You didn't understand. You were setting me up. It was just a step too far. You see, up until then, it was all possible. Highly unlikely, but possible. It was possible that you loved me enough to listen to me. It was possible that you loved me enough to humor me. But darling, there is no way on this earth that you would agree to a date night of murder. You overplayed your hand. And I started listening to my gut. You were just too loving. Too affectionate. You let me hold you. You let me kiss you. You had just discovered that I was a serial killer. That was too far. He was setting me up, getting evidence. It was a good plan. Only, I have really good instincts. And they never, ever lead me wrong. While you were so busy getting your evidence, while you were so busy setting me up, I was setting you up. You think you know where we are. You think you know who this is. You don't. In the dark, it's easy to lose your way. It's easy to be distracted. It's easy for someone to pick your pocket. Like I did. Darling, you have no idea where we are. Your phone is gone. Your knife is gone. Your gun has no bullets. Well done for having a backup plan. Although you lose marks for not checking that the bullets were in the gun before we left the house. Darling, I was so happy. You made me so, so happy. And I want to thank you for that. You gave me days of joy. Days of walking on air. And I'm never going to forget that. I'm never going to forget you. Oh no, darling. You know what's going to happen next. It has to happen. It's what my gut is telling me to do. And my gut is never wrong. Oh, no, no, no. Don't cry. Don't beg. It won't be painful. Not for you. This is going to break my heart. But for you, it will be as simple as falling asleep. Darling, I'm not going to stab you. I could never, ever stab you. Because I love you. And I love you even more now. Can you feel it? Can you feel the weakness seeping in? Things starting to go grey around the edges. You might want to sit down before you fall down. I would never stab you. I would never shoot you, strangle you. I couldn't do that to you because I love you. And I've never killed anyone I love before. I didn't love my parents, so they don't count. But you have to die, but I couldn't. So I poisoned you. Poison lipstick. Of course, I already took the antidote. I'm afraid that is what happens when you kiss a serial killer. I really loved you, you know. I loved you so, so much. I'm going to miss you. Darling, it's too late for that. It's far too late. You made me so happy. And this date night, it was perfect. This has been the best date of my life. I love you. And I'm really, really so happy that you got to see all of me. I am going to treasure your head. I'm going to take it as a trophy. And it's going to be my favorite. No, darling. I said that I could never kill you. But once you're dead, you'll be another corpse. And as you know, I have no problem beheading corpses. I'm glad you did your hair like that. It's my favorite. That's right, just drift away. I love you. Thank you for a wonderful, wonderful date night.